Thank you for coming by the Holy Ghost Calling webpage. Brother Freedom is here, and the Lord's already given him a title for this message, and he hasn't been feeling very good. He is getting better, so we're just thanking the Lord. God is so good, and I know this message is going to be a great one. Father, we just thank you. I thank you, Lord, for the presence of the Holy Spirit. I thank you for your presence here. We thank you for your presence with the listeners. Thank you, Lord, for those many hundreds of people, the hundreds of visits that we have every month at the Holy Ghost Calling webpage. Bless all those listeners. Bless them, Father, in their bodies and their spirits and their souls. Thank you, Lord, for your presence in Jesus' name. Amen.
Father, we just thank you for this wonderful day. I'm just going to make this prayer short because, Father, I know that you are going to help me. And Father, I look to you for my help. I look for my strength. Father, I just pray that you'll touch everyone that hears these words in a very special way. And I thank you in Jesus' name. To God be all glory. To God be all praise. We thank you, and we thank you for the power of the Holy Ghost. We thank you in the wonderful name of Jesus for all you've done. We thank you in Jesus' name. Amen. Alive to live. Alive to regret. The Lord spoke to me this morning, and that's going to be across many minds of many people, because it's going to be reality very shortly. It's going to be a life. We have, as long as we're breathing, we have a life to live. And if we're Christian, we should go for it. And if we miss it, a life to regret. Well, God doesn't want us to regret. He wants us to advance in Him. And I truly believe that we need to really seek God more than we've ever sought Him before, because I believe that there's every principalities, powers, workers of darkness coming against the people. And even now, this year, worse than it was last year. There's things that will keep us to remove what God has given to us. For that reason, we find ourselves in the center of troubles. Though we walk in the flesh, we do not war at the flesh. The weapons of our warfare are not carnal, mighty through God, pulling down strongholds. If we recognize we're all children born in this world, and God has supernaturally given us a power to change from what we have to coming into His, what He wished for. Now, a lot of people take this as it's going to work out, but eventually it's going to be all okay, because if we believe on Jesus Christ, it's going to be it's all work out. So there's a lot of that, and I believe it's a wonderful doctrine. I truly, I'm positive. I would like to really believe it, but I can't. Not what God has showed me. And I truly believe that God wishes us as children, of His children, to be able to seek Him to the place that we're walking in His calling, walking in His power, walking in His governing power. God will govern us with His holy power. And we need to recognize that we're vessels, that we can best change our destiny, I believe. If we deliberately want to sit back and be lazy, hopefully everybody makes it that believes in the Lord Jesus Christ. But I believe, too, that we got to put some action to works. I believe that we got to seek God. I believe it's something that God demands of us. He wants us to continually call upon Him. He'll answer us. And if we deliberately don't listen to God, we deliberately come and we have this in our heart that we're okay, that doesn't make any difference what happens, I believe God sees it as an offense. Obedience is better than sacrifice. The Bible says, let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, my strength and my redeemer. I truly believe there's only one safe way that'll save us all. And that's what walking in the Spirit. Where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. Now, all these other ways may get us there, but it's God that brings the final calling. Well, I can't change God, and you can't either. He is the final judge. And if you're comfortable where you are, and you're really okay, well, I guess that's between you and the Lord. But I want to believe that I'm not really comfortable having these kind of thoughts, that what happens to many, many people besides me, that we have a form of godliness, but in denying the power thereof, the Bible says, from such turn away. So I really believe that we need to guard our steps. We need to seek God as never we've ever sought Him before. We need to call upon Him. We need to ask Him to help us. And I'm here lately, in the last few months, I've been asking Him about a lot of little simple things. I wouldn't even want to say some of the things because I'm really asking for everything, basically. And I believe that God wants us to come to that place that we rely totally on Him. He is our eternal power. Eternal means He's forever. And we can change, I believe, that destiny by our mind change, our attitudes, because God gives us as a free moral agents. I believe that God will let us choose our destiny. That God will let us choose and help us to seek the things, or we can just let them go by. You know, like going down a river, if you go upstream, you have to swim to go upstream, go upriver. But if you start going with the current, you're going to find yourself going backwards. I believe that's the way life is. We really got to seek God. We got to ask Him. We got to call upon Him. We got to come in His presence with singing, come to a place with admiration, believing that He is the one that can help us, the one that will keep us, that's greater than what we're facing. Because in ourselves, we're not able to cope with what we face. And as I get older and more closer to the end of my walk, I'm getting less and less strength. And I believe that God does this. I believe that God overlooks some of our failures when we're at that point like I am. But I believe that most of everybody, as long as you have strength, God's going to judge you where you are. God's a merciful God. He's a loving God. He's a God of all compassion. He wants to be make you look good. He wants to bless you. He wants to make His face to shine upon you in a very powerful way. But if we deliberately go and do our own mindset, we deliberately go against Him, I believe that there's some consequences. You know, if I, in life, I know what it means to get around high voltage. I need to take caution when I'm around extremely high voltage. Because if I get careless and I cut something, it may take my life. And I believe that's the way it is with the things of the Lord. There are some things we need to take caution. You don't deliberately go on and do some things that's not what we should be. Obedience is better than sacrifice. We are obedient to God. Things are going to come our way in a better way than we understand if we deliberately do what we wish. When I've been saying what we wish, there's things that we wish for not totally from the Lord. Because we're wishing it. We need to keep our remembrance that God moves not by might nor by power, but by His mighty Spirit. God wants to set us free that we might have the unction from the Holy Ghost to help us in this last hour. But if we go out here and say, oh, it's okay, everybody's going, it's all everybody else is doing it, I truly believe that God is not always with us. And truly, every day of our life, a life to live, we need to remember every day is special with the Lord. Every day is an opportunity to live for Him. Every day to walk in His obedience. The Bible says that we walk the Lord again, Lord, unto all pleasing. Just think about it. You can please God every day. You know, the other day I was just walking, washing my clothes, and I was sick. And the sink there, where the water goes into, it goes out from the sewer line. It sort of plugged up, and so I knew that it would hold what washer I had, but that water was going to stay there. It was on these days I had to deal with it. Well, my brother called me about his son, and so that same day I went and prayed for your son. As I went back to washer and dryer, to my amazement, the water was all gone. Now to me, and the Lord says, I've heard that for your prayer too. Lord, let me know that if we'll put our hands in Him, or we'll come and seek the glory of God, that God will help us. He'll defend us. He'll go with us. And the message is today to live for Him. He is going to bless you. He's going to move on you mightily. But if you deliberately go out here and set your mind, oh, I'm just okay, you might miss. You might be gone when, you know, when the Lord trumpet sound, you may
he's back here doing something else. And you wake up and you say, where's Brother Jim? Where's Sister Faye? They said, well, they're not here. We know the Lord must have come. Did I miss it? A life to regret. Did I miss that wonderful time that I could know eternity was mine? Or I carelessly just let it go. And I believe out there today there's a lot of you out there and some others that's careless living your life. You need to remember that your life is worth more than all the tea in China. It's worth more than you ever imagined. God wishes for you to live with Him for eternity. He wants you to not to have, go that way to regret a life. Oh, come on, see, the regret of life is, I would thought about that. If you thought you missed the rapture, oh, it'd be terrible. Because you know that God had blown that trumpet and you've missed that call. But it's going to happen. And you must live a life to live. God wants you to be a fire of God. God wants the anointing to be upon you. God wants you to be powerful in the Spirit. The anointing was there to help you, to strengthen you, to love His move upon you in a mighty way. And God will deliver you. He will set your minds at liberty. God wants to set our mind at liberty. That means we have a freedom in our mind. We're not bound by the powers of darkness. There's so many people out there, they're bound by the powers, but you can be free today. You can live no regrets no longer. You can live in God's luxury. You can live in His power. It's available. Call upon Him. He'll answer you. He'll show you great and mighty things. I'm going to close very soon. But I know that God was in this message today, and God's going to heal you. God's going to bless you. Forsake not your assembly with God. You know, it says, for not to forsake the assembly, but I believe it's our assembly with God that God doesn't want us to forsake. Because the Bible says if we're out here, they say these things, we're to separate from them. Having formed, denying the power thereof, from such turn away. I think there's a thing that we can deliberately say, I cannot, by conscience, go that way. And God's going to bless you. But God wants you to assemble yourself every day in Him. He wants us to call upon Him. He wants us to seek that safety. He wants to seek that power. He wants to seek that glory. He wants to us to seek that forever knowing that we're forever saved. We're forever saved. We need to remember that in the Spirit of God, that we'll be alive unto God, but dead to the things of this world. We must come out from this world and be separate. Walk in His power. If you're not there, you need to think about it this day. Think where you are. Think what you have to lose. Think what you have to gain. Remember, God loves you. He wants to visit you in a very special way. He wants to be your eternal Father forever. And Jesus Christ wants to be your Savior forever. And the Holy Ghost wants to walk with you while you're here. Come to Him. And God will bless you in a mighty way. We thank you for this wonderful day. We thank you in Jesus' name. Amen. To amen. To God be the glory. Amen. Amen. And amen. God bless you all.